What is the start of his controversy is his birth, which he had little control over. His father, Francis Smith, was living as a merchant in Haiti, and he met a young lady called Marie-Josephine Villeneuve, who was of African descent, and they had a child out of wedlock. This is Francis Villeneuve Smith, our subject, in 1819. She was probably originally born in Saint Domingo herself, but lived in Port-au-Prince. If they'd stayed in Haiti, that probably wouldn't have been much of a problem. And here's a photograph of him. I'm showing Paul. It doesn't show him to be particularly dark, but it does show him to have a different look, doesn't it?
Yes. And just for people wondering, what on earth are they looking at? It's a picture of a bloke. I'd say he'd be probably late 40s, early 50s there, perhaps, with a very dark beard, intently focused on what looks to be a book, wearing, I suppose, your sort of stereotypical judge's wig. I don't know if that's how you'd describe it, but with a very intense gaze, you'd have to say.
That's right. That's a good description of the cover of the book and of Smith himself. So what happened was, how does someone born in Haiti come to Van Diemen's Land? Well, his father went back to London, didn't like London, looked for opportunities elsewhere, went to Sydney, thought Sydney was too unhealthy, came to Hobart, thought Hobart was too unhealthy, so he went out to the Coal River Valley, and he developed his estate called Campania and built a substantial residence there, which I think is well known. But what happened was, his wife came with them, of course, and they had two other children. Her skin colour effectively ostracised her from local society. She never left the property, and she never went to any of her husband's public functions. She had racial taunts about her dark coloured skin. Her son similarly had taunts about their look as well, Francis only being one of them. And then, of course, the other interesting thing about the father, Smith Sr., he was accused of amassing his fortune from the sugar industry and the sugar trade. But the authors of the book, John Bennett and Ron Solomon, have not found any evidence of that. And it does appear that they were against people trafficking in general. For example, they were against transportation of convicts. So it's a very interesting family to be raised in Coal River Valley, with a mother living an isolated life and being taunted all your life from a boy for being dark-skinned.
We often tend, I guess, to associate racial vilification with perhaps more the 20th century, yet clearly going back, well, nearly to the start of European settlement, it was an issue.
It was certainly an issue, and how does someone rise above that? How does someone go on to have the kind of career that Francis Villeneuve Smith had? Well, first of all, getting a good education is a start. So he goes to the University of London, he gets a law degree, he studies intensively in jurisprudence, he's mentored by a very outstanding lawyer, Montague Edward Smith, not very well known and no relative, but an outstanding lawyer. And so he comes back to Van Diemen's Land, he develops a really strong legal practice. He's known for his forensic eloquence. He's known for his oratorical powers. He's a man, he's a complex man, which I think makes him interesting. When we get responsible government, he's very much to the fore in the beginning, simply because he's so talented as a lawyer and a thinker. When we had responsible government, that is self-government, in 1856, he was the Attorney General. But from May 1857, he was the first Australian Premier to also hold the office of Attorney General, and the first Tasmanian Premier to actually stay in office for more than a few months. So he was there for 3 years and 5 months.